Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media Group.
Oh.
I am very, very glad to welcome my next guest. David Limbaugh is somebody who, if you know the name Limbaugh, then immediately you're associating it with his famous brother, who was, of course, the godfather of everything we know about talk radio in today's existence. We lost a great man when we lost his brother. But David himself has been a talented attorney, writer, columnist, and in recent years, he has done some of the best expositional work in uncovering church history, biblical doctrine, theological controversies. He has addressed in many of his recent books, and he has his latest one in that kind of vein. I am holding a copy of it here for you watching by radio, The Resurrected Jesus, The Church in the New Testament, and I find it very, very fun to note that it is co-written by Kristen Limbaugh Bloom. I think that might be the very Kristen Limbaugh that was running around King's College and even helping us here at Salem, New York on occasion with a few of her flatmates at one point in time. David, welcome back. It is so good to have you.
Kevin, thank you so much. Long time, no talk.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on.
And let's talk about your princess. She's grown up, gotten married. She's working for one of your best clients, Mr. Hannity, and over at Fox News for much of what's called the workday.
Yes, and she is the one that worked for Phil Boyce and you and all you guys, and thanks for that experience.
Yeah, no, we had a great time, and it was always fun. And she roomed with a bunch of the other girls that worked for us. King's College was just a bevy of potential excellent employees because of the types of student that it attracts. And since it's only a couple of blocks from the studios here in Lower Manhattan, easy enough. David, I want to talk to you about the book. I know you're excited about it. Your Jesus books have just been off the hook in terms of impactful, well-researched, well-documented, all the rest of it. But I have to ask you a couple of questions about what's going on in the world around us, because I know a lot of people are interested in your insights. And I don't know that I've had you on except maybe once since Rush passed. So, again, our condolences. And I know that you were very close to your brother, and you were a very big advocate for him. You represented him in all of his agency work and helped him get those contracts and all the rest of it. But I know that beyond that, he was a brother that you truly cared about.
Yeah, and we were close, and I did do his contract work. We texted all the time. Now, he couldn't talk on the phone very easily because of his hearing issue, but we did constantly text. So after he died, I mean, it was like a void for many, many, many reasons, but one practical reason was that every 5 minutes I'm thinking I got to share something with him, and my conscious mind doesn't realize he's passed away.
Oh, wow.
So it takes a microsecond to realize, oh, I can't text.
Yeah.
And so just mundane stuff, not even necessarily political, just all kinds of things we talked about.
Yeah. Well, I know he was proud of you as well, and you certainly helped a lot of young broadcasters, including me, when I had entered a very kind of nebulous space in the industry. You reached out to me and said, how can I help? And I was so grateful. And David, I've always appreciated your friendship. Let me ask you about the mess that the country is in right now. We've got Inflation like we've not seen since the Jimmy Carter era and maybe even beyond. We've got supply chain problems. We've got all kinds of other significant world affairs issues staring us straight in the eyes. We've got Iran with a burgeoning nuclear weapon. We've got China and Russia ganging up on us. We've got any number of, you just point in any direction. We've got crime that's breaking out in every American city, street, most of them run by Democrats, for instance. When you think about this 2022 election and you watch the press, they're saying, well, you know, Democrats are going to run on the Dobbs case and they're going to get the women's vote and they're going to continue their overcoming of these objections by these Trump MAGA Republicans. That's become kind of a swear word in their lexicon. And they want to teach CRT and gender identity, and they want to force it all through a public school that they want to take the rights of the parents away from in the midst of. David, I've never seen it in the modern era this messed up, and it went downhill quickly. What's your assessment?
It is exactly yours, and I'm telling you, there's a common denominator that describes and explains every one of these existential threats to the United States, and that is that the Democrats are doing it deliberately. That is, you can tick off every one of these problems, and they are either caused by Democrats and their policies directly, or they are exacerbated by Democrats and their policies. Let me give you an example.
Sure.
We've got this situation with China. They are a threat to us in every way. We've downscaled our military. China is building its military six times faster than we are. We have downscaled ours and gone to wokeism and not even prioritizing national defense. The crime in the cities is a direct result of liberal leftist prosecutors not willing to prosecute and changing the bail policies and demonizing police. So we've got civil unrest, as you said, in every city. In China, we have China buying up real estate, and they can close us off economically. We have farmland. We're the breadbasket of the world. China needs us. They need to deal with us. And Biden is deliberately allowing, and the Democrats are refusing to cooperate with Republicans in legislation to prohibit the sale to Chinese communist-related entities on our farmlands and other lands that are closely situated to our strategic nuclear sites where they could interfere with the communications and our very strategic nuclear capabilities. We have the worst one, maybe, is the green policy, which is utterly insane and makes no sense. And even if you didn't believe, like I do, that this climate change is pure idolatry and fantasy, even if you believe we can interfere with the global thermostat, you would have to understand that what we're doing is not effective. Even if we implemented the Kyoto, by the way, even if we implemented the draconian provisions of the Kyoto Protocol, we couldn't change mean global temperature more than a degree Celsius in 100 years. So even if you accept their nonsense about the climate change,
it doesn't fix the problem. Yeah.
But even it's worse than that, because we are doing this. We are restricting. We're sabotaging our own domestic energy production. And in the meantime, China is going full gun on coal and gas and the rest of it. And so they are laughing all the way to the bank. We're hurting ourselves. They're helping ourselves. And we know global warming, global climate change, if you believe it, it's a global phenomenon. It's not like a local pollution thing in Lake Erie like when we debated in the 60s when I was in high school about pollution. You can fix a river in the United States. That's okay. But climate change, the greenhouse effect, is definitionally global. Therefore, if we do something and the other countries don't, like China and India, we might as well not have done it. And so we know, so we don't even ask them to do it until the 30s.
Yeah.
But they're never going to do it. Communism means lying. And so they lie, they say whatever they're going to do, but they don't even pretend. And so you have to assume that they are sabotaging the United States. Some people could say, well, they're not against the United States. How else do you explain
it? Yeah, no, there's no way. There's no way to explain it other than that. We're speaking with David Limbaugh, and the book is called The Resurrected Jesus, The Church in the New Testament. It is his latest treatise. We're going to get into it and what it was like to write it with his daughter when we come right back from this quick break. Stay with us. In fact, just stay with us for the whole show tonight. We've got a big one for you. Gordon G. Chang will join us. Some very concerning things out of the China region of the world he'll keep us apprised of. Peter Navarro, assistant to Donald Trump, will join us a little bit later on to talk about how to take back Trump's America. And in the ladies' lounge tonight, a couple of real stellar women we've got for you. Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee will talk about the role that women will play in this coming election just a few days now out, and Katie McFarland will give us her thoughts on some national security stuff as well. That's all straight ahead. Plus, in the new music spotlight tonight, you may not know, but he has two songs on the top charts right now for the Christian music world. Phil Wickham is his name. He's a worship leader and a pretty good musician. All coming up right now on Radio Night Live. Stick around. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Continue with David Limbaugh, my very good friend, someone who I have immense respect for, but also just have a personal affection for, as he's done such good things for myself and in the industry of talk radio. He has really helped a lot of us that are able to speak common sense to you do it better because of his expertise in the legal arena. We're just grateful. David, this most recent book, you co-wrote with Kristen Limbaugh Bloom, your daughter, your oldest, your firstborn. The Resurrected Jesus is the title, The Church in the New Testament. Give us the elevator pitch. Why did you want to do this? You've written so many good books about church history and theology thus far. What was it about this topic that you felt like it's time to do it now?
Well, the last book, my Christian book, which I wrote, was Jesus is Risen. And it was about the book of Acts in the New Testament, the history of the early church, and the first seven of the Apostle Paul's, no, the first six of the Apostle Paul's epistles to the churches. This book, we're just continuing the march to the New Testament, covers the last six or seven books of Paul's. So, or letters or epistles, whatever you want to call them.
Right.
So they cover the prison epistles, which he wrote from house arrest in Rome, and the pastoral epistles, which he wrote to his colleagues and understudies, Timothy and Titus. The point is to go through the Bible itself, to go through the actual text, and either to state the text verbatim or paraphrase it, then intersperse commentary, both from experts from the ancient days, like the early church fathers, and the experts all the way through, and modern scholars, and then add our own insights and commentary. But this one adds another element, which is prayer. Kristen is a prayer warrior and spirit-filled, and she has a facility for prayer. So I asked her, in addition to helping me with the text, to write prayers, and then I would edit, and we'd go back and forth throughout the text so that the reader could interact directly with the content of Scripture and become closer to God in the process as they read the Bible and pray about it.
What a wonderful concept for a book. What was it like? Now, maybe Kristen has helped you with other research projects in the past, so maybe this wasn't that new, but what was it like to write a book and put her name on the cover?
It was new. Actually, she's written for Fox op-eds on Christian-themed topics, and she loves to write, and I think she's good at it. And as I say, she's learned a lot, especially way more than I ever knew at her age. In fact, I wasn't even a real believer at that age.
Hmm.
And she's... I just thought, you know, as you mentioned before, I've been given so many advantages by friends, and especially my brother, Sean Hanney, Mark Levin, you, others, where if I didn't have those contacts, I don't care if I'm talented or not, and I'm not saying I am, I don't know that I could have ever had my foot in the door to write columns or books, because it's a very difficult thing. You can be the best writer in the world, and a publisher won't want to take you if there's not some platform that will guarantee or at least predict good sales.
Right.
And so I've been so blessed that I wanted to help Kristen, give her a jump start into the area, because I know she's talented.
Yeah.
Give her a little opening and write this with her so she can see how I work and research and help her, mentor her along, and just jumpstart her book writing career if that's the way she wants to go. And it's just been so gratifying because we didn't have any problems. She was very pregnant. I know you're not supposed to use adjectives to describe pregnancy. You're either pregnant or not. But But Jesus, and so we worked through the whole thing. And the only time there, it was difficult was when she had a 2-week period there where she was really, really pregnant. And so we had to wait a little while and then go on. But we were ahead of our deadline, so it didn't matter. But it was one of the most gratifying experiences of my life to be able to work with one of my kids.
Oh, that's nice. That is a really good story. All right, real quickly about the book. What was the thing about Paul's letters that you cover in this text that most impacted you in the researching, the writing, the thinking, the studying, the prepping for it? Give me one thing that really impacted David Limbaugh about what Paul wrote.
Well, like you, I've read the Bible a number of times and read these books a number of times, these epistles, and so I'm very familiar with Paul. But I think what really hit home this time, and as you know, every time you read the Bible, you get a new insight. God speaks to us, and we call it the living word, I think, because it can reach different people in different times, however they're situated. God's speaking to us directly, and maybe differently each time we read the same unchangeable words. But I was taken by just how personal these struggles were that Paul experienced. Hmm. And we see that throughout the Bible. Bible writers tell their warts and all, which makes it more believable. They don't pretend to be some puritanical people who never sin. They tell us their difficulties. They tell us their struggles. They tell us when they get angry. And they tell us when, for example, Paul was upset because some of these churches that he had just planted in the Mediterranean basin, right by the Mediterranean Sea, were falling away from the true doctrine, the Christian doctrine. So he's writing these corrective letters saying, no, do not add anything to salvation by faith alone. It's not salvation by faith plus circumcision or plus adherence to Jewish rituals. It is salvation by faith alone, lest the finished work of Christ be insulted. Keep your eyes focused. You can do what you want as to rituals and circumcision, but don't you dare say that it's necessary for salvation. Hmm. Or that cuts through the heart of Christianity. So he wrote these letters to the different churches, and they end up being scripture. God, of course, superintended the whole thing. So these were God-breathed words through Paul that are now available, have been available to Christians throughout history, and they also instruct us as to Christian living.
But your personal highlight of the book was just seeing the human side of Paul and how deeply that struggle went.
Yes, and how deeply it went, how he overcame, and that's an inspiration to us. Paul, the foremost evangelist of Christian history, actually struggled. And he actually prayed to God and tells us to pray.
Yeah.
It's like Jesus prayed.
Yeah.
So if those guys, and if I say guys, if Jesus, the God-man, had to pray, if Paul, the foremost evangelist, needed to pray, how much more do we need to pray? And so I just love that part of it, where it enables us to relate to these people as real people.
Well, I appreciate that, David. And my own pastor, we've been going through Acts for, I don't know, most of the year. And he just covered a portion of Paul yesterday, and just a reminder, God can turn the heart of somebody who wanted to kill his very children into someone who has become probably the most prolific evangelist and church planter of all time, and just the amazing miracle that grace and the gospel perform. Anyway, friends, I want you to get the book, The Resurrected Jesus, The Church in the New Testament. David Limbaugh and Kristen Limbaugh Bloom co-authored this. It's going to be well worth your while. David, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Kevin. It's an honor. Thank you so much.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Yeah, don't touch that dial. Don't go anywhere, in fact, because we have got a great lineup yet for you to come. Yet on tonight's show, Gordon G. Chang, also Peter Navarro, and in the ladies' lounge, Marsha Blackburn and Katie McFarlane, along with new music spotlight tonight from Phil Wickham. You don't want to miss this. Kevin McCullough is saying, come right back to Radio Night Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. President Vladimir Putin's mobilization of Russian men to fight in Ukraine has brought home the reality of war to ordinary Russian families. Through angry protests, acts of violence, and an exodus of more than 200,000 citizens, Russians are rebelling against the prospect of further escalation of the war and the steep price they will probably pay. Former President Jimmy Carter celebrated his 98th birthday Saturday by seeing family members and taking calls in his modest living room in Plains, Georgia, the small town where he began his improbable campaign for the nation's highest office nearly half a century ago. With public confidence diminished and justice sparring openly over the institution's legitimacy, the Supreme Court on Monday will begin a new term that could push American law to the right on issues of race, voting, and the environment. It's not going to be a sleepy term, said Allison Orr Larson, a William & Mary law professor. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, glad to have you with us. You know, in the midst of the campaign and all that is being discussed domestically, sometimes the bouncing ball in foreign affairs gets a little bit lost, and I'm afraid that even I missed a couple of items that are of great importance, and it's one of the reasons why I'm glad to have Gordon G. Chang back with us. Gordon on Twitter, at Gordon G. Chang, and Gordon, always appreciate your sparing of time for us. North Korea is firing missiles into the sea as an act of provocation recently. Give us the details.
Yeah. Hi, Kevin, and thank you very much. Yeah, North Korea fired a ballistic missile off its east coast Seoul, I said it was an act of grave provocation, which it is, because the UN does prohibit North Korea from launching ballistic missiles. So really what it was is a short-range missile, and it was the first test since June. And the question is, why this particular moment? And some people suspect, as I do, that they're taking advantage of the world being distracted by the crisis in Ukraine, Vladimir Putin's threats to launch nuclear missiles at Ukraine. So the world is a mess.
Well, there's some at Reuters that are speculating that this is tied to a series of exercises that the South Koreans and the U.S. military were going to enter into, and even possibly a visit by VP Harris.
Yes, well, the vice president is going to the demilitarized zone, that strip of land that separates North and South Korea. But the United States and South Korea conducted a joint exercise before, so the first since about 2018. And you would have thought that if the North Koreans were timing it for the exercise, they would have done this earlier.
Hmm.
I think they needed the test, and so they're just picking an event. But it could have been anything, Kevin, because we know the North Koreans need the test to validate their designs and to improve them.
Well, and the test is also, as you kind of indicated in your opening statement, a way to get everybody's attention again. And I, as weird as it sounds, I think the dictators there are megalomaniacs. I think they want to have attention, even though much of the world hates them.
Yes, well, this is the Kim regime has always been upset when it's been ignored. And it, to a certain extent, it has been ignored in recent months, largely because the Russians and the Chinese have been engaged in provocations and belligerent acts of their own. So we really haven't paid attention to the Kim regime. And Kim Jong-un, the leader there, just takes offense at us ignoring him.
Yeah. Let's shift gears a little bit. China, obviously, is the much bigger dog on the block there. And, you know, it's always interesting here in New York when UN session is in, because you have these people that come and make these speeches. They're largely unreported on, etc. But the Chinese representative that gave the speech on China's behalf at the General Assembly this year used some pretty stern language to the rest of the world regarding Taiwan. What did he say, and how was it received?
Yeah, what the important thing here, Kevin, is that Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, did not come to the UN. Although he did go in the middle of this month to Uzbekistan for the summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. And that really shows China's priorities these days. So you have the Chinese foreign minister, he goes to the UN, talks about Taiwan. And again, I think that we have been inured to the hostile language from Beijing. And to a certain extent, because everyone's distracted by Ukraine, people just did not pay attention to what the Chinese were saying. But, you know, obviously we need to, because they have been warning us.
Yeah. The person that spoke, I guess it was the foreign minister, said that anybody that interferes with Taiwan will be crushed by history. Obviously, language can get lost in translation, Gordon. What is he meaning there, and how serious do you think he is?
Well, we've heard those words before, and it's largely because China's communist, and so therefore they believe that they do, the Communist Party represents the forces of history. What they're worried about, of course, is the normalization of American support for Taiwan. So they picked a forum in the United States to say that. Really what we have heard, though, from China is a consistent pattern of hostile statements. And there really was, I thought, an emphasis that they just wanted to tell us what they thought, but it wasn't anything new. So, you know, the Biden administration is just sloughing them off, and sometimes I think that's the right thing to do.
Well, Gordon, we always appreciate your insights and your analysis. Thank you for sharing with us today.
Thank you, Kevin.
You got it. Follow him on Twitter at Gordon G. Chang. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't like nobody but me. No one but me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right, so glad to have you with us. Friends, we're 41 days out. And if you're not actively engaging your neighbors, your friends, your relatives, and planning on not just showing up yourself on November 8th, but helping them get there, making sure that they know what's at stake on the ballot. We've got to run this race for the next 41 days like our hair's on fire and like we're 200 points behind. Now, yesterday, Newt Gingrich said something that I found to be very refreshing. He thinks that there is a big wave coming because the issues are so bad. And even this little bump that supposedly got Biden kind of out of the doghouse a couple of weeks ago, that's really turned into not much of anything. Someone else who's watching it is Peter Navarro, who has just authored the book Taking Back Trump's America. And he's, of course, part of the Trump team from 2016 all the way through his final day at the White House, and continues to advocate for the president. And I've seen, Peter, welcome back. I've seen a very testy interchange between you and former Senator Al D'Amato firsthand. I was curbside witness to that in the studio when that went down. But I want to start with that. Election integrity matters. And when you have things like what Dinesh D'Souza has produced in his film 2000 Mules, what your papers that you wrote at the end of the Trump administration revealed, there's a reason why people should be concerned that their votes are going to count this go around, isn't there?
Kevin, the only way to take back Trump's America is to start with the Congress and this election in November. The only way to overwhelm the likely election fraud we're likely to see again is to just have a landslide. And that means boosting turnout in every Republican district and precinct around this country. And look, this whole idea, who knows kind of what these suppression polls are telling us about the Dems versus the Republicans. I know this. Whatever bump Biden might have gotten in the last weeks or months, it's evaporated with the collapse not only of the stock market, but the bond market. We're seeing interest rates rise on a daily basis. Mortgage rates are approaching 7% now. The misery index, which is going to be the combination of the unemployment rate and interest rates, will soon be in Jimmy Carter territory. And there's no way in the next 40 days that the Democrats are going to be able to talk the American people into ignoring any of that. You know, my only question, Kevin, is whether the Republicans are going to be sensible enough to focus on the economy, stupid, the economy, inflation, the economy, stagflation, the markets, the loss of your pensions,
right,
the inability to buy gasoline, food, your wages being eroded by inflation.
Right around the time the Mar-a-Lago raid went down, I thought this is really an intersection here. If the former president takes the microphone and starts beating people over the head with January 6th and Mar-a-Lago and all the rest, not that he doesn't have a right to, but that if he did, it would detract from the criminal element, which if you're in a city like Chicago or New York or some of these places, you're facing it every day. There's guns being pointed at you as you walk down the street. Or whether it's the inflation that you were just talking about, the gas prices, the supply chain problems. These are the types of things that are kitchen table, you know, politics that everybody understands. And to 45's credit, he has done everything asked of him. He's gone out and campaigned and endorsed people. His nominees have overwhelmingly populated the Republican slate for November. And he's been able to express himself but not hog all the attention. And I think in light of that, you may see a Governor Zindel, Zeldin in New York. I think you will see a Governor Lake in Arizona. I think Ron DeSantis is going to win re-election in a landslide, and I think it's going to be because they all got out there, they started talking about what you're talking about, and how they're going to actually fix it, which is going to set up that 2024 cycle. And I would love to think about this, Peter, but if President Trump can get a Congress that's truly his nominees won and broke through, he can get a lot more done in that second term.
There's no question. The first thing that has to happen when the Republicans take control of the Congress is to stop digging the hole that the Democrats have been digging in on stagflation. We need to stop spending trillions more, but also use the leverage we're going to have in terms of debt ceiling limits and those kinds of maneuvers to roll back some of this stuff. There's no reason on God's good earth, Kevin, why we should give the Internal Revenue Service $8 billion up front, a lump sum payment to double its size to come after us. There's no reason for that, and there's no reason to give the Environmental Protection Agency $4 billion up front to go after farmers and ranchers for what they do on their land. Those are the kinds of insanities that Congress has been stuffing in their bills, and the idea that they call it the Inflation Reduction Act.
Such a fraud.
The Taking Back Trump's America book, I think, is useful for this campaign because it clearly articulates what we stand for. As a party, we all agree on tax cuts, low tax burden for the middle class, low regulatory burden for small business, most of all to fight inflation right now, strategic energy dominance. We all agree. That where we disagree, Rhino Republicans versus Trump, is on two key issues, securing the southern border. Trump Republicans love that. And then the second is, I was the tip of the spear on this in the White House, it's bringing home our manufacturing base using tariffs and buy American, hire American. The reason why that's important now, Kevin, to fight this stagflation is because our supply chains, the fragility of them all around the globe, are causing tremendous cost push inflation, which is leading to this stagflation, which is the 1970s style recession plus inflation. The 70s lasted 10 years of stagflation. That was a very long time, and we're only in about the first or second inning of this.
And I lived through that, and I remember the gas lines wrapping around the block.
Yes.
You know, depending on the letter that your license plate started with, and sitting in my dad's hot Plymouth Duster that didn't have air conditioning. I just remember it like yesterday. It's called Taking Back Trump's America. Peter Navarro is its author, and Peter, thank you for checking in with us. We will talk to you again soon.
Always a pleasure. My regards to Lindsay, by the way.
All right. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the new music spotlight for the first time, worship leader, songwriter, and Christian music chartmaker, Phil Wickham.
We worship the God who was. We worship the God who is. We worship the God who evermore will be.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.